Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, while once again expressing my congratulations to you for assuming the presidency of TDB, allow me also to express my sincere appreciation for the hard work of His Excellency Mr. Febrian Rudyard, Permanent Representative of Indonesia to the United Nations, for his excellent leadership in chairing the meetings throughout his tenure as President of TDB. My gratitude extends to his team for their dedication and hard work as well. I wish them all success. Associating myself with the statements made by the G77 and China, as well as the Asia-Pacific group, I would like to address the following critical issues with regard to agenda items 3, 4, and 11. As we gather for this crucial session, it is essential to reflect on the challenges and opportunities facing developing countries. Our primary focus remains on addressing the multifaceted issues that hinder our progress, including persistent poverty, inequality, and the impact of unilateral coercive measures. We urge states to refrain from promulgating and applying any unilateral economic, financial, or trade measures, and request UNCTAD Secretary General and her team to analyze the adverse effects of such sanctions and produce a report. We also call upon the international community to recognize the systemic barriers that limit our ability to achieve sustainable development and to adopt inclusive policies that address our unique needs. Developing countries call for increased support in the form of technology transfer, financial resources, and capacity building initiatives. It is imperative that the global community strengthens partnership and ensure that our voices are heard in shaping policies that affect our future. Let us work together to build a more equitable world where every nation has the opportunity to thrive. Mr. President, appreciating the Secretary General for presenting the annual report, and in reviewing the report, we acknowledge the efforts made to address global challenges. However, there remains a pressing need for more targeted actions that align with the specific needs of developing countries. Furthermore, we must emphasize the indispensable role of UNCTAD for 6 decades that has provided a vital forum for developing countries to represent themselves in a balanced manner within the global economic system. Its continued support and expertise are crucial as we navigate the intricate landscape of international trade, development, and economic cooperation. But we expect more active role from UNCTAD as developing countries face cascading and emerging challenges. With regard to the UNCTAD valuable reports, we fully support UNCTAD 3 pillars, namely consensus building, technical assistance, and put more emphasis on its independent analytical work and research. We also support the report on UNCTAD's assistance to the Palestinian people and request Secretary General to continue such valuable report. Mr. President, with regard to Agenda Item 11, we believe that the outcomes of the 15th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development present a critical framework for addressing the trade and development needs of developing countries. However, the implementation of these outcomes must be accelerated and tailored to our diverse contexts. Developing countries urge the international community to prioritize the fulfillment of commitments made at UNCTAD 15, particularly in areas such as trade facilitation, technology transfer, and investment in infrastructure. The commitment to support fair trade practices, enhance market access, and promote economic diversification is essential for our development. Additionally, there must be a concerted effort to address trade barriers and promote a more inclusive global trading system. The success of the outcomes of UNCTAD 15 hinges on our collective resolve to ensure that developing countries are not left behind in the pursuit of global prosperity. Finally, Mr. President, the perspectives of developing countries must remain central to our discussions and actions. We are committed to working with all stakeholders to build a more just and sustainable world, but this requires a genuine commitment to addressing our specific needs and challenges. I thank you, Mr. President.